Hi everyone, it's Melody here from Equine Entrepreneurs. I'm a business coach for people with horse-related businesses throughout the world, but today I'm going to talk to you about another story from my Irish sport horse, JD, who's rather a big personality. When I feed my two horses in the evening, they come into their walk-in, walk-out stable and box yard. I have a hay net and then also a hard feed that goes into a bin for them. And it's really funny watching the two of them and how they eat differently. Phantom, my Anglo-Arab, he's a little bit particular about the order of things that he does, so he will go and have a mouthful of hay and then he'll come back. So he'll take another four steps across to his feed bin, he'll have a little bit of feed, and then he might go and stand in the stable door and check out that there's no, I don't know what he's thinking's there, maybe a lion or a tiger coming to attack him. He'll go chew while he's looking out the window, make sure that nothing terrible's happening, come back and have a bit of hay, come back and then have another mouthful. And it's a bit of a lengthy process. There is a heck of a lot of walking around eating and looking out the stable door or stable window. He'll often wander out the back of the yard to check out some noise that he's heard, and that's that. Then JD, on the other hand, he will start eating his hay. I put the hay in first. That's just the way I work. I put the hay in first, and then while they're eating the hay, getting out of my way, then I'll put their hard feed in. He'll come across to his hard feed, put his head in the feed bin, and his head does not move. He eats his hard feed. He rarely even takes his head out of the bin, but if he does, it'll just be to have an extra breath. He certainly doesn't walk around and eat, and he definitely doesn't look anywhere. He's just focused on that one job at hand, and that is filling his fat belly. And he is that horse that licks that feed bin completely clean. And I actually washed the feed bins the other day because Phantom leaves all kinds of stuff and they have to get washed, otherwise it gets a bit yuck. So I grabbed them both and hosed them and scrubbed them out. And I've noticed that JD's has actually got like teeth marks on the bottom of the feed bin. So I think he's not only is he licking it dry, he's also just making sure that none of it's edible himself and rubbing his teeth along the bottom of it. So we've got one perfectly clean feed bin and one, you know, bits and pieces, dried bits and pieces, messy and stuff. So two very different eaters. Once JD has finished his hard feed, he may step outside for a moment and then he'll come back and then he will stand there and eat his hay until it is all gone. And often that is a big, big, big lot of hay. He's very, very focused. He's very food oriented. He's really is just a stomach on legs, that horse. Food is life as far as he's concerned. And I think he's giving us a pretty good lesson as business owners, because this is something that a lot of business owners get stuck with, and I'm actually one of those people because I'm very creative. I am the person that doesn't like Excel spreadsheets. I prefer pieces of scrap paper with coloured pens. I like things that don't fit into boxes and lines and stuff like that, so I'm very creative. So I think one of the things that JD might be teaching us is to focus on one thing at a time and you'll get the job done quicker and you'll get it done more efficiently. So one of the things that we all do as entrepreneurs is we start getting pressure. We start thinking, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do the other. So what I'll do is I'll check my emails while I'm checking my Facebook messages, and then at the same time I'll just make this order for this product and I'll quickly go and read that article, and then I will, oh, I've got to pay that invoice, and then I really should change that document, and then I'm exhausted just saying that. You know, we just try and do too many things. And there's a couple of reasons that we do that. One is that we have no structure and we have no list. And whilst I'm highly creative, I have to learn to rein myself in, so to speak. And I have to train myself and make sure that I work from lists. Otherwise, I do that. I become that person. I am doing 27,000 different things at once. And as JD proves to us, It's a really inefficient way of doing it. And that's evidenced by the fact that, you know, Phantom's still going an hour after JD's finished and he's already laying down having a nap. Because Phantom mucks around, tries to do it all at once, like he's trying to eat his hay and then he's trying to eat his hard feeder and then he's trying to check for the lions and tigers. And by the way, there are no lions and tigers here. There's nothing. There's birds, maybe. And he is just being super inefficient. He also drops a lot of food because he's walking and eating and not concentrating on what he's doing. So what's the lesson for us? The lesson for us is to focus on one task at a time and know what it is that you're doing and finish that task before you send it to the next thing. So I like to run from lists, and what I do is I make what I call a mothership of lists. So every single thing that I have to do gets written on an enormous list. Now, a lot of us get overwhelmed with big lists, and I am also in that group. If I see 4 pages of notes of things to do, I'll look at it and just go, I think I'll just go and pat the horses instead. Or I think I need to go and sit on my massage chair or have a Milo. That's my go-to procrastination thing is I desperately must have a Milo, so I'll go and do that. So instead of sitting and looking in front of having this massive list in front of me, what I'll do is I'll pick out 3 or 4 things and I'll put that on another piece of paper. I've got a big notebook and a small notebook. You can do it any way you like, stick notes, I don't care. And I have that small notebook in front of me. Because I work in a home office, I sit in front of my laptop a lot of the time, or sometimes I take my laptop outside and sit out on our deck and sit out there. But essentially, I'm sat with a laptop and a small notebook and a pen, and that's how I work. And that small notebook has those 3 things or 4 things that I want set to achieve. Once I've done them, I'll come back, find a few more things out of that big list, and then I will go back and achieve them. And by that way, then I am not flitting from 3 different tasks all at the same time, trying to do 3 different things at once, because it is far less efficient to do that. You aren't focusing on what you're doing. You aren't actually going to be time efficient because you've got to open and close things up. You've got to transition your mind from one thing to the other. And it's like checking emails. It reminds me of an analogy that somebody told me about once, is that with actual physical mail, like letters in your mailbox, you don't walk down to the letterbox, look in the letterbox and go, oh yeah, there's 7 letters in there, and then not open them, not read them. Or you also don't walk down to the letterbox, open letters, read them, put them back in the letterbox and go, I'll check them again later. But it's amazing how we do that with emails, right? We go and look at our emails constantly, but do we deal with them straight away? No. I bet you if I challenged you now to think about this, you'll find that you'll read the same email 3 or 4 times before you take action. You'll get an email and you'll go, yeah, I'll deal with that later. Or I must look something up, and then you'll start to look it up and you'll get distracted because you've got, you know, 27 shiny things in front of you. And you won't do it straight away. So come back to the horse lesson JD is teaching us. And what we want to think about is just doing one thing at a time, doing it properly, doing it efficiently, and then moving on to the next task like he does. So if you'd like to connect with me further, you can find me on Facebook in my horse business advice group. Or if you'd like to check out JD and some of his fun photos and videos, he is on Instagram at JD the Irish Horse. Hope everyone has a great day, and I'll chat to you soon.